When Grace Kelly played her philosophical Flying Fish for us in 2008, she was 15. She'd already performed with the Boston Pops and the legendary sax man Phil Woods, who gave her one of his trademark black caps, which she wore all the time. We wondered, can she keep this up? Oh, she can. She's a regular with John Batiste's Stay Human, the house band for Late Night with Stephen Colbert. Best-selling author Michael Connelly is such a fan, he wrote her into his books. She appeared on his TV show, Bosch, and wrote Blues for Harry Bosch, the first track on her latest album, Trying to Figure It Out. That's Blues for Harry Bosch off Trying to Figure It Out, Grace Kelly's 10th album. And people, she's 23. She joins us with her sax from the NPR studios in New York. Grace, hi.
Hi, Robin.
It's so exciting to talk to you. We bring you greetings from people who have believed in you from the beginning, especially jazz impresario Freddie Taylor.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah. Well, so talk about some of these things that have happened. Blues for Harry Bosch, your big fan Michael Connelly. What was that like? I mean, he wrote you into the Burning Room. And you appeared in his TV, his Amazon series. What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because the reason why he discovered my music is he was first a fan of saxophonist Frank Morgan. And Frank was a mentor to me.
Right.
And a documentary was made about Frank called Sound of Redemption that Michael is the executive producer of. So while that was all happening, which was a couple of years ago, that's when I first met Michael, and he said, hey, by the way, I wrote you into, you know, my latest book. And then last August, I got an email from him being like, hey, Grace, we're working on season 2 of Bosch, the TV show. And he said, any chance that you would want to come perform in front of Harry Bosch, because I wrote you into the script. And I said, let me check my schedule. Yes, I would love to do that.
Well, so you had the first song, but you actually do a remix version on this new CD.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote this song with Harry totally in mind. It's a very mysterious song. It's him kind of like on the onside of a crime scene. And then I thought, how cool would it be if we did kind of more of a clubby remix version? And so there's a really great producer and musician out in Los Angeles named Motion Worker. And I wrote to him being like, I would love for you to remix this.
Yep.
And gave him the WAVE files. And then he just did a very cool spin on that.
Love it. What is it about the sax? It just is so noir.
Yes. Well, the saxophone to me just has so many dimensions of sound and expression. And the reason why I'm attracted to it and always have been is it's like the human voice to me. And so there's something noir about it. There's something mysterious about it. And then, like, if I want to turn on a rock and roll growly type thing or a bebop jazz thing. It's just like the human voice has so many dimensions.
Well, and we want to talk more about your human voice in a minute, but we know you have your sax there in the studio. What shall we hear?
Yeah, this is a song that I wrote actually with a great musician in mind, John Batiste, who I'm so, so lucky to work with. And this song popped into my head one morning, and I knew I wanted a bunch of special guests on the disc, and I said, this is John's song. It just radiates his happiness and soulfulness and abundance of just good vibes.
Right. This is the opposite of noir.
Yeah, exactly. This is more of the gospely, growly, happy side of the saxophone. So this is called Lemons Make Lemonade.
Just beautiful. And talk a little more. I mean, obviously that was your solo there, but talk a little more about John Batiste.
Yeah.
New Orleans raised, Juilliard trained, cast member of HBO's Treme.
Yeah.
What a force of nature. What a positive force of nature.
You know, Robin, it's amazing because working with him every day on the show, it's like there is a moment every day when we're, you know, playing during the commercial breaks and we're bumping in, you know, from commercial breaks back into the show, that my jaw is literally on the ground because he plays something that is just so mind-boggling. Every day, that's my reaction.
Oh, lemons not in me. Lemons not with tea. Lemonade, lemonade.
That's Grace Kelly with her boss, bandleader John Batiste. But Grace, on this new album, you also have your take on the classic Smile.
Yes.
But you recorded this song before when you were 12.
I did.
We have that. Let's listen to Grace Kelly's 12-year-old self.
Oh, boy.
Smile, though your heart is beating.
Oh, boy.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
Okay, so Grace Kelly, a couple things. First of all, you can sing. And secondly, what is your heart breaking about when you're 12? Was it, you know, did you, I mean, do you feel you sing that song differently now?
Oh, yes, very. I was just like, I think I was bright red while you were just playing that. it's, you know, it's so funny to me to listen back to those times because I'm very proud of what I did at the time, but it literally feels like lifetimes ago because so much has changed. My voice has probably dropped like 3 octaves.
Well, let's listen. Let's listen to, from the new CD.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking.
Well, now we get the feeling that Grace Kelly might know those words a little better, right?
Right. I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
But also, what a beautiful voice. So why did you need a sax when you had your own instrument?
Oh, funny enough, even though, you know, I sing and I play, I think about them as the same thing.
Hmm.
And I love being able to express through words and touch people and reach people like that. And then being able to, you know, grab the horn and play like a wailing solo and kind of the different things that they can bring. I do this exercise when I work with aspiring musicians where I make them sing first and then play what they sang on their instrument. Because to me, there shouldn't be any disconnect. That's really how we know that we're singing through our instruments.
Yeah. We want to listen to one more, you singing. And this is Trying to Figure It Out.
I've met my heartache, drank the bottle dry, my tears of sadness, salt has stained my eyes, I've been let down, some days didn't want to try, but I stuck.
So, Grace Kelly, again, you're just 23, but you can hit bumps in the road, you know, at that age.
Yeah.
You said in the liner notes that you were just one day thinking, what would have happened if I'd done something different, about different times in your life.
Yeah.
Is this about regrets or?
It might be partly about that. It was more just, you know, the last 2 years I was out in Santa Monica, California, and somebody was always telling me, you should do this, and this is what you should put out, and this is who you are. And it just made me think a lot about, you know, certain decisions that I made in my career and then open the door of, well, what if I had done that? Or what if I should do that? And then this song kind of came out. But I also realized when one door closes, another door always opens. And sometimes it's a door that I had no idea. Like, basically where I am right now, you know, with Bosch and The Late Show and performing and all that, I would have never even begun to think this would have happened like a year ago.
Yeah. That saxophonist, singer, composer Grace Kelly, her latest album, Trying to Figure It Out. And again, you have your sax there. What would you like to play us out with?
I would love to play a song that I wrote for Michael Connelly. He's been just such an incredible supporter of my music, and I'm so inspired by his work that I just wanted to write him a personal song. So this is a ballad I wrote called Ballad for MC.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.